I started to say, I remember towards the, when we came back from spring vacation, we had a meeting to decide whether to step up tactics and whether we had very conventional picket lines. They just marched around. We hadn't tried to forcibly keep anyone out of buildings. We tried to be militant just by being loud and having a lot of us there, but not, and to talk to people, but there hadn't been any violence. And we were talking about whether to increase tactics. And that concerned the French department in particular. We were very concerned about that.
You didn't want to.
No, I mean, putting it in any kind of destruction of property or anything like that. Some of these things, these probably aren't the kind of things you should talk about on tape, but things were,
this is history. This isn't going to be broadcast.
Things were mentioned that could be done, and in fact, forcibly trying to keep people out of buildings, and there was a split at that time.
Well, that's, I knew that, and I would wondered if you were aware of it,
Well, I remember that, too, we were in Ag Hall at that point. There's a balcony in that, and it's an older building, and I remember there were people that were talking, in a way, I think it was the Radical Caucus that was pushing, stepping up tactics and suggesting that things could start happening and around on campus, and this would be one way of, forcing the university to, bargain more seriously. And I remember at that point that the French department was very concerned, and Joanne took sort of, we caucused and decided that we would not support this sort of a thing. And in a way, it was sort of, we were still talking and arguing this point out, and it was perhaps premature, but I remember Joanne stood up and announced that if the TAA voted as a group to step up tactics, that the French department would no longer support the strike. And that was, in a way, I think she was blackballed for a period of time because it was thought that this was not the proper thing to do at that time, and she was, the leadership was sort of shunned her for
really?
A period of time.
You were the only department that expressed yourself on
well,
this?
It was, and as I say, it was very early in this discussion, and it was the sort of thing that, it was one of the first times that we realized that we had this division, this really strong division.
It actually solidified it by
it solidified it, there was a silence, and people realized without the French department, one of the major departments supporting the strike, a solid department where everyone was sticking together, that the whole thing was going to collapse. And
But in fact, it might have had some effect then, even.
We didn't vote to, we immediately pulled together again as a group. That was one thing that was amazing about the TAA.
The whole
group, and we started, we talked it out and in effect did not vote to, I don't know, but maybe my recollection is, I don't think we would have been voting as a group on record to step up tactics because you don't want something like that.
But that's
what we were talking about.